If you're ready to stop feeling like every month or maybe even every week, you are making up your marketing as you go along and it's not really working for you, this episode is for you because we are diving into the topic of spray and pray marketing, how it is not serving you and how to instead create a marketing strategy that actually generates steady leads and clients into your business. Okay, but really quickly, before we dive into this episode, I just want to thank you guys for those of you who have shared about the Called to Both podcast on social media and tagged me, celebrating that we've reached and surpassed 100 episodes here on the show. I am so deeply grateful. It has been the best. This journey has been amazing. I read every single review that you all leave on the show, and I just love interacting with you guys in the DMs. So thank you for those who have left reviews. And if you haven't yet left a review, pause this episode right now. Take 30 seconds. Go leave your thoughts and feedback on Apple Podcasts. It really, truly helps expand the reach and impact of this show. And I read every single one of them. Hello and welcome to the Called to Both podcast. I'm your host, Joy Michelle, and you're in the right place if you're ready to grow your business while also being the intentional and present mom you want to be. This show will leave you feeling inspired, equipped with tangible tips, and encouraged to go after your own version of being called to both. Let's dive in. The sponsor of today's episode is Riverside FM. Riverside allows you to record studio quality audio and video either by yourself or with remote guests. It's what I've used to record all of my guest episodes here on the show from the very beginning. And there are so many reasons why I personally chose Riverside to create my podcast, but let me just share a few. The first one is the audio quality and ease of use. I can just send a link to my guests and they can join me in the studio. I love that Riverside allows me to chat with my guests from anywhere in the world. Even when our internet connection is a little iffy, it records everything locally to the computer so we don't miss a beat. No more glitchy interviews, which I love. Another great feature is the video editor, and they have an AI-powered clip creation tool for quick creation of social media sized clips. So this is making it so much easier for me to create those vertical clips that I need for social media, and it helps me to pick the best moments from the show. Click on the link in the description and head over to Riverside to start for free, and be sure to use the code JOY for 15% off. Okay, so we are going to get into the topic. We're just diving right in. And I think the best place to start is with the question, what is spray and pray marketing? First of all, what is spray and pray? I first heard this saying in the early days of my photography business as a way to describe someone who is just holding down the trigger button, letting the camera just rapid fire dozens of photos and hoping, just like crossing their fingers and hoping that something turns out. You know what I mean? I think my photographers know what's up. Like, you know when your second shooter is just spraying and praying and you're like, thank you. Thank you for the hundreds of photos I'm going to have to cull through later. Now, when I was first photographing weddings, I remember that I was that second shooter. I worked for a couple of big name photographers in my area, and I was so nervous that I was going to miss a big moment that when it came time, especially the ceremony, you guys, like the time when they would pronounce them and the kiss would happen, I would just squeeze that trigger button down for dear life and end up giving that main shooter probably 45 images of the exact same thing. So my question for you is, are you spraying and praying when it comes to your marketing? Now, when it comes to this kind of thing, you might fall into one of two camps. So listen in, tell me if any of this is resonating with you. Okay, is this you? You are jumping from thing to thing. Every month, it's something different. One month, you are all in on blogging. The next month, it's all about Instagram reels. Maybe you did a reel a day challenge and then 3 days in, you drop off. And then the next thing you decide to do is Facebook groups. Facebook groups are it. And honestly, you're tired. You feel like you've tried it all, but you're also not seeing the results that you're looking for. Now, if this is you, you might be a spray and pray marketer. Or maybe this next persona kind of resonates with you. So you're overwhelmed. the number of options out there when it comes to the marketing methods and channels, the sheer number of tools that you could be using are overwhelming you. And you don't want to waste your time investing into something if you're not sure that it's going to have an ROI. But here you are, not taking action. If this is you, you might actually be the avoidant marketer. Either way, whether you are someone who's hesitant to jump in because there's too many options, or you're trying something new every month, you are probably not happy with the results that you're getting in your business. One of the big risks to the spray and pray marketing method is that you will spread yourself too thin. You are not sticking with any one thing long enough to actually see results. So, together, it is time for us to get more targeted in your marketing approach. So our goal here is to take that spray and pray marketing method and transform it into a steady, consistent marketing method that you can actually rely on consistently to generate those quality leads and clients into your business. Okay, so if any of this is resonating with you, then keep listening. So I'm going to be giving you 3 steps that you can take, tips that I have for you that are going to help you to get out of that sporadic marketing mindset and into one that has more longevity and is truly going to be more effective for you in the long haul. So the first thing I want you to do is set the target. Know the goal that we're aiming for. This applies to both who you're aiming to reach and what you can do for them or offer them. Now, this is the basis of your marketing, right? And sometimes we skip this one, especially those of you listening who have been in business for a while. You've experienced success in the past. This is going to be tempting for you to skip because we tend to brush past this basic stuff when we've been in business for a minute. But this can lead to an absolute disconnect in the rest of our efforts. When it comes to getting the messaging right, picking the platform, knowing the strategy, we need to know what is the target. I know that I've jumped the gun so many times in my business in this area. So I have a couple of questions I want to prompt you through. So if you have a pen, if you're able to kind of take notes and make this an actionable episode, I really want to encourage you to do that. So jot this down. Who am I trying to reach? What do I want to offer them? Do they have money to buy what I'm offering? What problem or problems do I solve for them? What does my brand do uniquely well to solve this problem for them? When you hear about a method, like a way that you could market your business, you can go back to this. You can always go back to this target. It's like this becomes the trajectory, your aim of where you're going. So you can always go back and say, okay, let's look at this marketing method and let's ask, does this channel, does this marketing channel even make sense for who I have established my audience is? My audience has this kind of problem. My audience wants this kind of solution. Not every marketing channel is going to be for you, and this is going to give you so much clarity in that area. Okay, the next step is know your strengths and your weaknesses. As you choose your most effective marketing channels or the format of your content, and honestly, everything else that goes into this, it's going to be really important and helpful for you to know where you shine best. And odds are you already have some idea of where you're most comfortable marketing. But my question to take this a step deeper for you is, do you know where you're most effective? So a good example of this is you may not naturally think that you do well on sales calls, for example, but you might have a good booking rate. When you actually get on those sales calls, you may be effective in converting those people. So look really closely at yourself. Look closely at the content creation methods that you've used in the past. Ask yourself what you're drawn to and look for those strengths and weaknesses, but also keep in mind what has been effective for you in the past. So when you do this, you are more likely to choose marketing methods that actually feel aligned for you, both personality-wise, but also energy-wise. So what is sucking up all the energy in your business? I know for me, if I could only write out like long-form blog posts, I would be so drained. Like if that was the only option for me and I couldn't use video and I couldn't use audio, because those formats just come more easily to me. If I'm able to talk and express myself in my voice or on video, to me, I feel like that embodies more of what I'm trying to say. So as you go throughout your week, this upcoming week, and even, you know, for the next couple of weeks, start taking notes about what your clients are saying about you. What are they saying about the experience of working with you? Pay attention to how you feel throughout the week as you do different marketing efforts, as you're on social media versus long form content versus maybe an interview. The better you know yourself and the strengths and weaknesses around your content creation strategy and even your marketing strategy, the more empowered you will be to make more effective marketing decisions. Okay, this next one is my favorite point. It is so juicy. If you come away with nothing else, remember this one. Think campaign, not post. Not like a one-off post, think campaign. A campaign is a set of carefully planned content pieces that work together with a clear goal, maybe an offer promotion, maybe an audience building initiative, maybe brand awareness. A campaign mindset is what I want you to be thinking about when you think about your marketing versus one post here, one email blast, one reel over here. That's like spray and pray. That is the definition of spray and pray. When you get into the campaign mindset, it's going to help you shift out of the singular post, the singular email, and really start to like zoom out a little bit and look at the goal and the mission and the pieces that could work together as a whole to get you to where you're trying to go. So if you're hearing this and you're thinking, yeah, my marketing is a lot of like standalone pieces. It feels very floaty and separate. It's not a campaign. This is likely leading to a lot of frustration for you. All right. So if you're wondering, how long is a campaign? Are we in one giant campaign at all times? No. The answer is no. A marketing campaign can be anywhere from 1 week to 3 months. I personally see business owners going on the shorter side of this, going too short in their marketing campaigns, and really just forgetting about the fact that consumers take a little bit of a longer time to come on board with your message, to realize who you are, what you're offering, that they can trust you, that they can expect to hear from you, and that they understand the value that you bring to the market, right? Because of that, I really think you should go for a longer campaign style instead of a week. Every time you want to push for new bookings, new clients, new sales, push to the longer side. And if you've never done a full-fledged campaign, I personally would encourage you to try a platform or a consistent style of posting for at least 8 weeks before you can really judge whether or not something is really working. Before you jump ship, you have to give a marketing method a chance to actually sink in. And the other thing is, like, you have to have some data to reflect on. And if you don't have at least 8 weeks of data, you don't really have a whole lot to make informed decisions from. Okay, so let's talk platforms. So I know someone's going to say, well, what platform should we be on? And how do we create this? How do we like really pull this out, get the details on paper? I really like to simplify marketing into one long and one short form method. That means that you are starting by choosing one long form content strategy and one short form content strategy to begin with. So before you add on and experiment and repurpose, you should know where your primary long form content is and that short form platform. Now, with that, on the long form side, I like that to be a search-based platform. Blogging, YouTube videos, very, very search-based. On the short form side, I think that makes perfect sense to be on social media. But your long form content is going to end up informing your short form content. So you don't have to come up with lots of fresh new things on your social media if you're creating valuable long form content that's also getting you discovered in search. So your long form content, that's going to be like the bread and butter of your content strategy. These make up those longer blog posts or your video strategy. And again, short form content is like that snappy, to the point, a minute or less video. A great example of this is an Instagram reel. So if you're feeling like you've been spraying and praying in your marketing strategy, your three steps are to set your clear target. Know the goal that you're going for. Go through and jot down the basics of who you're trying to reach, what you're trying to offer them with. Go back to that part of the episode and really sit down with a pen and paper and force yourself to answer every single one of these questions. The next step is going to be to know your strengths and know your weaknesses when it comes to content creation, when it comes to your own energy, and when it comes to where you've been effective in the past. And then step number three, think campaign, not one-off post. If you would like to get my direct feedback on your business, your marketing strategy, your brand as a whole, that is exactly what I do for my private coaching clients. If you're interested in this, I want to invite you to grab a free 20-minute discovery call for my coaching. You can find the link in the show notes or simply head to joinmichelle.co/call and book yourself a free call today. I am excited to connect with you and hear about your marketing goals and help you reach them. Thank you so much for listening all the way here to the end of the episode. I will see you next week again for more episodes just like this. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode, please help me get the word out about the Call to Both podcast by taking a screenshot of this episode right now and sharing it on your social media. I would also appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave me a 5-star review. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next episode.